Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
It's time for another B-Dubs Music Hangout. Now, you may have caught these guys on the ABC show Boy Band. You know where they?
I know you did.
No, I did. Well, they're living the life.
Obsessed with this.
They're living the life you wish you had led, right?
They are living the life I wish I would have led. And maybe I could still live it. I don't know. Maybe they're looking.
Oh, that ship has sailed, JC.
I don't know.
You guys got any more room?
The name of the band is In Real Life. Give it up for the guys, everyone!
Yay!
Thank you. By the way, their single, Eyes Closed, is out, and their video already has over 1 million views.
Well, you had the big launch party in New York City at Planet Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
Was that kind of a surreal moment for you guys?
Oh, my God, it was crazy. So after our performance, our music video premiered on 3 jumbo screens in Times Square, and we were, like, running through, and we had, like, police escorts, fans were, like, following us. We had photos. It was crazy.
Was that the first experience with that kind of fan fervor, I guess you call it?
Yeah, we performed at City Walk 2 days after we became a group. We put the show together that morning. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was pretty insane as well. Times Square was definitely, like, very surreal.
Well, let's go through the roster real quick so we can get to know the guys. We'll start with I guess we can call you the baby of the group.
What's up?
Are you the tallest of the group, though?
He is.
So the youngest is the tallest.
Yes. Yeah, dude, these shoes kind of, like, switch it up.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on the boots. Yeah.
You were an opera singer before you auditioned for...
Yeah, I was trained classically, yeah. So I used to do a lot of musical theater growing up.
Makes you more versatile.
Yes.
And then coming in next is my dude who took my spot as the Mexican of the group.
Took your spot.
Sergio.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Sergio, were you really going to be were you trying to be a soccer player before seriously?
Yeah, I was starting to get contacted, and I was contacting coaches as well for college. And then I was also doing training. It's called Market Training Center, where it's like they select players throughout, like, the region. Just a bunch of those select ID camps. So I could have... If I would have kept going, I probably could have been doing soccer.
You got to be like a ringer at the celebrity soccer games when you guys play at those now.
But then I don't know. It's just like, well, I've always been doing soccer and music. It's like always switching off which one I love the most.
I told my wife when I watched Boy Band, you reminded me of Bruno Mars a lot.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Which is a good thing.
No, yeah, it's definitely.
That's a huge compliment.
Yeah, yeah.
You're way taller, though.
Yeah, you are way taller. Yeah. Moving on, we got Michael. So. You blew me away with your rapping.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And you're 18 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, shout out, Ohio.
Yeah.
The violin?
Yeah.
You still playing it?
Yeah. I mostly use it just for whenever I'm, like, thinking of melodies or something, just, like, making music. Because, I mean, the whole reason I started rapping was because I didn't like playing other people's music. So I was like, I want to make my own stuff. So that's how I got into... doing what I'm doing now.
To all of us who suck at freestyling, what would be the biggest tip you could give us? Because we've tried it on the show.
It wasn't pretty.
Well, honestly, like, I hate to break it to you, but I kind of practiced for like 7 years.
Practice helps, right?
So one of those practice things again.
What I did was I have this random word generator on the computer, and I'll play like an old school beat, and I'll just refresh it, and whatever word they give me, I'm like. Like, force myself to think of something that rhymes with it. So I just go off of that.
So that's how you got so good.
So it's a muscle that you work for years.
Yeah, you got a big old muscle for rapping.
For rapping
muscle. I guess so.
I pull my rap muscle a long time ago.
And then we got Drew. Drew, you're from the Bronx.
Yeah.
So that was really cool when you got to see the video up on Times Square, right?
Yeah, that was... Yeah, I mean, I sing in the subway, like, from between the shuttle between Times Square and Grand Central. So, like, I was always in Times Square. And for me to walk through and see my video on a demo screen.
What's the most money you ever made busking? Is that what that's called, busking?
Yeah, busking. I was there for about, like, 4 hours. And made, like, $175.
That's not bad. And then rounding it off, Chance.
Hi.
How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
All right. Yeah, are you the tattooed one in the group?
I have a few tattoos, yeah. I have 3.
You have 3 tattoos.
One right here is a microphone and State Flowers. I can't pull it up. Yeah, a little bit right there. State Flowers of Hawaii. It's from my dad. And then I have a moon on my shoulder with the California poppy flowers from my grandma. And then my daughter's birthday on my chest.
Oh. And where are you originally from?
I'm from Seal Beach, California.
Were you guys, I don't remember exactly, were you guys all together the whole show or who was added on? Because I know they broke you guys into groups, right?
So the way it worked was every round there was at least one or two guys that was eliminated.
Yeah.
And then the groups would be mixed up right away. So it was because at the end of the day, they wanted to find the top five guys, not like the best group. So yeah, I mean, we were, four of us were in one group at one point, except for Brady. It was us. We were in top line. We sang, sorry. That sounded kind of rude. But yeah, that's basically how it worked, yeah.
Top line.
Is there some magic to the number five when it comes to these boy bands instead of four? I mean, it could have been four.
Maybe it's because, like, the formations of, like, when a group stands together. You know what I mean?
One in the front, two on the left, two on the right.
And you can do a bunch of stuff.
Six just seems wrong. Six seems like... Yeah. Doesn't six seem wrong?
I'll say that. JC wants to join.
I know. Maybe it's the alternate. And that's your favorite number.
It is my, look, I even got it tattooed right there.
Oh, dang. That's tough.
I know. Do you guys have a stand-in in case somebody gets sick ever?
I mean...
I'm just kidding.
Now we do. Now we do.
I think understudy. The show goes on.
Understudy. You can be a boy band understudy. That's a great character understudy. For like Saturday Night Live.
Oh, when you guys end up on SNL, you guys have to pitch that and then remember us.
All right. And by us, he means him.
Yeah. And when you guys were on the show, did you guys ever want the audience to calm down? Because they were screaming a little too
loud. No, never. It was hard to hear.
Yeah,
like,
it was hard to hear
at times.
For sure.
But no, because the energy was amazing. Like, it would bounce off of us, and then we would put, you know, try our best to put on a great show. So
that's funny that you say that, though, because my final performance, like, I had to be chill. Like, in my final performance, I was smiling so much because all I hear is screaming girls. And I'm supposed to be chill and, like set the mood in the beginning, but the whole time, I'm just like, because I was just so happy and I saw all the people screaming at
me. Yeah, because you go from doing what you were doing before and then all of a sudden you got hundreds of girls screaming at you and you're like, that's got to be really cool.
Yeah.
Believe me, it'll get tiresome. Probably. From what I've heard from the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, not based on your own personal experience?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Now, who had the style that needed the most work? Because I'm sure you guys have to talk about what you're going to wear a lot, right? Who needed the most work, fashion? Brady raised his hand.
I mean, if you want to volunteer.
The first thing, so we had this thing in like the first episode where we showed up and we met the stylist for the show, Soyeon.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to take pictures. She was like trying to get like the outfits together and I showed up with my clothes and she was like, do you have anything not from Gap? And I was like, no.
What's wrong with Gap?
What's wrong with nothing. That's what she said.
Oh, man.
We look fashionable today.
Thank you.
Yeah, did she pick it out?
Upgrade.
Is anything going. Gap today?
Maybe this shirt.
This looks like it's Gap.
Maybe.
No.
Top man.
Hey.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we were a lot top chop.
Yeah.
Hey, we'd love to hear the single, if you guys don't mind.
Let's do it.
It's called Eyes Closed.
What you doing later? Cause I got a good place to take ya. I'll be on my best behavior. Cause I want you illuminated.
There's something about the way your mind works. It might be how you're looking at the world. It's deeper than your looks and your curves. There's something about ya. I can feel it in your heart. I can hear it in your tone. I can see it in the dark. Even with my eyes closed, you're beautiful. I can hear it in your words. Damn, it feels so good, it hurts. Even with my eyes closed, you're beautiful. I wish you could say what? See what I'm seeing? Feel what I'm feeling? I can feel it in your heart. I can hear it in your tone. I can see it in the dark. Even with my eyes closed, you're beautiful.
God help me. I'm wrapped around your finger. My friends think I'm hallucinating. When you're gone, all I do is think of you. So God help.
There's something about the way in my
way works.
Might be how you're looking at the
looking
world.
At the world.
It's deeper than your looks and your curves. Something about you. I can feel it in your heart. I can hear it in your tone. I can see it in the dark. Even with my eyes closed, you're beautiful. I can hear it in your words. Damn, it feels so good, it hurts. Even with my eyes closed, you're beautiful. I wish you could see what? See what I'm seeing? Feel what I'm feeling? I can feel it in your heart. I can hear it in your tone. I can see it in the dark. Even with my eyes closed, you're beautiful.
Got me going crazy.
crazy, baby, I can never replace you. This is more to me than just love, girl. I got places I can take you, from a princess to a queen. So the finer things won't impress her. I'm a king, I just been missing my Coretta. I can feel it in your heart, I can hear it in your tone, I can see it in the dark. Even when my eyes close, you're beautiful. Yeah, you're beautiful. Fall. I wish you could see what, see what I'm seeing, feel what I'm feeling. I can feel it in your heart, I can hear it in your tone, I can see it in the dark. Even with my eyes closed, you're beautiful. Even with my, even with my, even with my eyes closed. Even with my, even with my, even with my eyes closed. Even with my eyes closed, you're beautiful.
Real life right there.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, we're about 15 minutes away from playing Play, Win, Give. How would you like $500 in your pocket this morning?
I would love $500.
And then we'll turn around and write a check to your favorite charity on your behalf as well. So everybody's winning. That's 15 minutes away. And before we talk to Kid Nation's latest millionaire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Millionaire?
We got rich people listening. Or at least one now. The Walking Dead. TV's number one show, AMC's The Walking Dead, returns next Sunday, October 22nd at 9, 8 Central.
Just in time for Halloween.
I know, it's perfect, right? And we want to send you and a friend out to L.A. for The Walking Dead 100th episode premiere.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. Now some things are making sense. There's something creepy in our refrigerator.
Right, did you see all that?
Yeah.
I know.
I haven't opened the fridge.
You haven't?
Oh, go. I wanted
to
eat it.
Is it going to scare me?
Yes.
Maybe a little
Thanks
bit.
Thanks for preparing me then.
You're going to be like, wait, what is that?
But what if is
you,
that?
If you want to win, you need to go to kidnation.com and tell us how many eyeballs are in the jar.
Okay, thanks. I'm not going back there.
Yeah. I opened the fridge yesterday. I was like, what are these eyeballs?
Apparently, a creepy person that works here has been collecting eyeballs from the dead, and we've acquired quite a collection.
Oh.
Yeah, you can go see those at KidNation.com. Guess the total number for the chance to attend The Walking Dead's 100th premiere night and Talking Dead Live hosted by Chris Hardwick. So, a little bonus action there for you.
I ate one of the eyeballs.
You ate an eyeball?
Okay, so subtract one from your guess.
They smelled really good.
Tastes like chicken?
Also, we're gonna hook you up with passes to the Walking Dead attraction at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Cool.
So make sure you tune in to see the season premiere of The Walking Dead next Sunday, October 22nd at 9, 8 Central only on AMC. And we're going to announce the winner next Thursday, and you leave for L.A. next Friday.
Wow.
So don't make any plans.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. All right, now, do you guys want to talk to our newest millionaire?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, can we speak with Ellen, please?
I want this the taco lady.
This is the taco lady.
Is this the taco lady? Is this the rich taco lady?
The rich taco lady. That's a good one.
We would like to sing a song to you, Big Al Mac. Hit us.
Congratulations to you. Congratulations to you. Congratulations, dear Ellen.
Oh.
Congratulations to you. Can we borrow some money?
Yay.
Thank you guys so much.
What are you doing right now?
I am at the airport waiting to go back home to San Antonio.
Oh, really?
Well, let's say why you're the rich taco lady. Your flavor of Lay's won.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, to recap, here's what's going on. Lay's Potato Chips had a contest to find the best new flavor, and Ellen put in her crispy taco flavor because she and her husband love to eat crispy tacos, right?
Who doesn't?
That's your thing.
Yes.
And she was selected as a finalist, one of five, I believe, finalists. And all she had to do was get social media involved and get a whole bunch of
voting.
Likes. Voting.
Okay. Basically, they put the flavors out in stores, and you had to go buy these flavors.
And I did.
And we all did. And yeah. If you liked them, you go to the website and vote.
Yep.
And turns out America loves crispy tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. And you guys were amazing. I remember talking to y'all y'all were one of the first people I talked to about it.
Uh-huh.
And it's been awesome. Crazy.
When a member of Kid Nation is doing awesome things, it makes us feel like we're doing awesome things with you. So that's why we just like to tag along, Ellen.
Thank you. Y'all are amazing. Yeah, this is so crazy.
Did we sign any type of agreement with you?
We get a free bag of chips or something?
I'll take the chips.
I'll send you guys as many chips as y'all want.
Yay. Right.
So, Ellen, how's this work now? So your chips are now going to be in regular rotation at the stores?
Yeah, Lace is going to bring them back because you can't find them anymore. So so this is a good thing. Lace will bring them back in rotation, and everybody can have them again, and it'll be awesome.
And are you like a Lay's potato chips employee now or something?
No, I am. They said I was part of their family now, but no, not an employee.
And your prize was what?
$1 million.
What?
Yeah. $1 million bucks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is so cool.
Are you tired of your flavor yet?
No, yeah. I am. I'm not. It's really good.
I'm a little burned out.
No,
Ellen's got 1 million reasons not to be tired of her
right.
flavor.
I'll eat that every day from now on.
Yeah, buddy.
So did they just transfer that money in your account, or you got to go get a check or something?
Oh, I don't know. I think they transfer it. I got to hold like the big check last night when they did the reveal.
So
that
cool.
Was cool.
Yeah.
So cool, Ellen. Congratulations.
Ooh, yes.
What's the first thing you're going to buy?
I don't know. A pair of sunglasses? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because your future's so bright.
Oh, yeah. Sunglasses.
Yeah, and I definitely, you guys, I want to donate to Kids Kids.
Yay, thank you.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, Kids Kids Day is actually coming up on the 17th, so that'd be perfect.
I know.
You get home safe and enjoy your $1 million, okay?
Thank you guys so much.
That feels weird to say, enjoy your million dollars.
Enjoy your $1 million.
I'll take that
big old check to the bank. I mean, literally to the bank and deposit. Woo.
That's Ellen right there from San Antonio, member of Kid Nation, doing big things. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Ellen.
See, you know, I prefer a soft taco in real life, but a soft potato chip wouldn't work.
No, right, you want the crispy.
Crispy taco.
For sure. So maybe they'll do this again, and then we could put it in our flavor.
Gosh, I to come up with something that's never been done before that I love a flavor of, I don't know. I'd have to think about
it. And make it translate into a chip and make it good.
She made it happen.
Boiled peanut-flavored potato chip.
You could try that.
I think I would do bacon and eggs.
Bacon and eggs. Oh, tamales.
Yeah.
Breakfast chips.
Yeah.
What would you want, Jenna? Pug butt?
You guessed it.
Yeah.
It's my favorite flavor.
Pug butt.
Can't get enough.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time for Play, Win, Give, where you can score up to $500 for yourself and $500 for your favorite charity.
Nice.
Today's going to be Throwback Edition, you guys, by the way.
Throwback Thursday.
Yeah. A little throwback. Answer the questions. They're each worth $100. There's five of them. But we need a contestant at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 11 to play.
All right.
Our throwback edition. That's how we roll right there. Little update on Austin Rogers.
Oh, that's the bartender on Jeopardy?
Yeah. He's still winning.
Wow.
All he does is win.
12 episodes in a row. Yeah. This dude has won.
And I like him. I like him a lot. He's
got a
funny.
Lot of personality.
You know what? If you're going to be on Jeopardy, don't be boring.
Is he smug about his winning?
No, he's just not a dude.
I haven't really watched other than the news highlights.
He seems to just be having fun with it.
Yeah.
And when you're on national TV, you might go out and get a nice piece of, you know, a new expensive outfit or something.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Especially if you've won like $300,000 like he has.
Fresh.
Yeah. But he ain't gotten the check yet.
I'm sure he's getting paid a little bit.
He knows it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. You could spend it because it's coming.
Yeah, I like spending it before I get it.
Yeah, like Ellen, who just won $1 million with Lay's potato chips. I'm sure she doesn't have that in her account right now, but she could spend it.
She's already blown it.
Like a millionaire. Yeah. Well, Austin Rogers, he don't roll like that. Here he is talking about his wardrobe at the beginning of the show last night.
Austin Rogers, bartender from New York. Let's talk about your wardrobe because it has changed quite a bit in the 2 weeks you've been on the program. Everything you have worn, though, has been purchased where?
Thrift shops.
Nice.
I buy everything except the black suit I've worn. Everything I've worn is from the thrift shop. Every blazer, every tie, jeans, shoes. All of it.
Now, is that just for our show?
No, I buy everything at thrift shops. People on the Upper East Side will give away completely good things.
You can find some good stuff at the thrift shop.
Huh.
Have we learned nothing from Macklemore?
I know.
99 cents?
Yeah, I accidentally left that bag of thongs at one.
Yeah, well, you don't want to buy that. I don't want to buy thong at the... At the thrift shop.
I don't even buy my own.
Did he win yesterday?
Yeah, dude, he's on a roll, man.
Let's move in. All right, let's meet our contestant. It's time for Play, Win, Give. Ines, how are you doing?
Oh, no.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi.
Ines, you scared me a little bit. I thought our phone broke it again. How you doing?
I got my girl screaming here, so I didn't want to make a lot of noise.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Love noise.
Hi.
How many girls in there?
Two
girls?
Three, actually. Three. Two are on their way to school.
Okay. Okay. Well, how about we make you a quick $500 before you guys get to school? Is that cool, Ines?
Yes.
Yeah, well, she's into it as well.
I tell her she's not getting that.
I guess you're splitting it with them, huh? All right, here's how the game works. We got five questions right here. Today's theme is Throwback Thursday. Each question you get right is worth $100. And then whatever you win, we'll match it and we'll give it to your favorite charity. And what's today's charity of choice, Ines?
Catholic Charities.
Catholic charities.
Okay.
All right, then. Yeah, we'll hook them up. Hopefully you win big. We got $500 up for grabs. Let's get going. Big Al Mack, you got the first question for her?
Sure. What were the collectible stuffed animals that had an attached heart tag with a poem inside?
Beanie Babies?
Yes.
That is correct. Oh. Again, today is Throwback Thursday.
That's 100.
That's $100.
All right, we're going to throw it back to 1997. Titanic made history by becoming the highest grossing movie of all time. Who sang the movie's iconic theme song?
Celine Dion.
That's right.
Celine Dion is correct.
We'll go on.
We'll stay. All right, here's your next question. I was not allowed to watch this TV show, but I did anyways. Who was Beavis's best friend?
Butthead.
Yeah.
Butthead is correct.
You are good.
Did I just hear the kids chuckle in the backseat?
Yeah.
Of course, because who doesn't laugh?
You're not allowed to say that.
You're not talking to them.
His name is Butthead, so, you know, don't make fun of the guy's name. That's his name. Jenna's going to sing the next one.
Oh, great. God, I hope you can still get this one in spite of my poor singing. Finish the line from this song by TLC. Don't go chasing.
Waterfall.
Yes. $400 so far.
All right.
Woo-woo. Four for four.
All right, got a little
TLC. And the licks that you used to, I know that they're gonna have no way or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast.
Yes.
All right.
I seen a rainbow yesterday.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, final question, and kind of the opposite of TLC. What is the name of Harry Potter's school?
Hogwarts.
Yeah!
I know that's correct! $100 for you, Ines.
And $500 for Catholic Charities.
Yay!
Look at you.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
Ines, what are you going to do with that $500?
I'm sure
your kids have a little something to say about how they think you can spend it.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think we've ever had that response.
I don't know. Who's this?
Have a little fun with that with the kids.
Well, Ines, congratulations. Get those kids to school safe. Enjoy your $500, and we'll go ahead and hook up the Catholic Charities as well with the $500, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Congratulations.
All right. Hold on for us. Justin's writing the check. Make sure he gives you all of it because he tends to keep a little bit.
It's been a while since we had a $500 winner.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago, when people would call up and there'd be three or four or five of us in the room, and they'd say, "Hi, Kelly." That would bother me. Years ago.
Oh, it doesn't bother you anymore.
I've gotten used to it over the years. It would be me, kid. You guys, Bert, or whoever it was.
Well, they pick it. You get it sometimes.
You get it more than
Jason,
you.
Jenna.
You get it more than everybody. And that's
I've been
fine.
Here the
Why
longest.
Why does it bother you?
No. It doesn't anymore. But
are you jealous?
It did. Years ago. It made me feel a little.
It makes you feel better. I mean, some people really don't like me. They really don't.
Yeah.
But people love you.
People love you.
There's equal hate.
We can't give you a hard time. We get attacked when we give you a hard time. Everyone likes Al.
I'm just saying.
You want somebody to call and say hi to you?
No. I wasn't saying that. I was just saying years ago. I just thought
you would
about
get jealous.
I would get a little bothered.
Okay.
When hi, Kelly.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Hey. We're here too.
I'm
sorry.
And the rest. If you really do like Kelly, you could get extra Kelly Raspberry with her podcast.
That's right.
Yeah, a new one comes out today, usually around 10 o'clock Central Time.
Sandwich and Some Lovin'?
A Sandwich and Some Lovin' with my husband, Alan. You can listen to past episodes. Last week's episodes
Yeah.
got a lot of hits on that because we opened up a little bit maybe too much.
Oh, yeah, about the loving.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can catch up on past episodes and the current new ones coming out today around 10.
Turns out during the week, it's just a sandwich.
Lots of sandwiches.
Nothing. I was going to get a sandwich recommendation from you for a sandwich and some loving.
Maybe, oh, really?
Maybe Blue Apron might have some sandwich ideas.
They do.
They do have sometimes on the menu. Yeah, burgers and cold pork sandwiches, things like that. Yeah.
And then these are sandwiches that you wouldn't even think of making. It's not just grabbing the deli meat and throwing it on bread. These are fancy sandwiches you would get at restaurants, except you're making them because you're following the directions thanks to Blue Apron with all the fresh ingredients.
That's right.
And they turn out to taste just like the restaurant.
It's amazing that everything that you cook looks just like the picture.
No one ever believes me that I made it.
I know.
BlueApron.com.
That's because of your history of lying.
BlueApron.com, the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Try them for free. You know, the first two meals free on us.
You get a box every day. When you get home, your box is right there.
Once a week.
Well, I mean, once a week. It's like a gift. Yeah. Every week.
If you have to be out of town for any reason, you can freeze the shipment. Skip,
How can we get the first three meals out?
Go to BlueApron.com and enter the code KID. That's K-I-D-D. BlueApron.com. And enter the code KID.
And speaking of podcasts, we'll catch up with the rest of the staff and what they're doing on their podcasts next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Bum, 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 bum. Is what my podcast would sound like if I was starting one.
What was that?
I don't know what that was, Big Al Mac. Don't podcasts have to have like a cool entrance?
Well, I intro? Think we should ask someone with a podcast.
Yeah, in fact, everyone here on our support staff has a podcast, including Kelly Raspberry, who's not support staff. She is the staff.
She's staff.
What? let's see what our podcasts have been up to. First up, we got Russ Face, and his podcast is called This Is Russ.
It's fitting, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's all about NBC's This Is Us. We just recap the show, talk a little bit in depth about it.
Yeah.
You know, look at some of the stuff that they talk about behind the scenes, after the fact. Just everything This Is Us. If you're a fan of the show, you're going to like the podcast.
You cover every inch of the show.
Okay.
When are you releasing your podcast for us?
Every Wednesday.
Okay, so after the Tuesday airing of the show.
Correct.
So all of the people that are behind need to catch up.
Yeah. So if you're, you know, if you're just watching episode one, we talk about, we can go back and watch, listen to episode one of my podcast as well.
Okay. Did you know that I woke up early to watch this week's episode?
Oh, Wednesday morning you did?
Yeah, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch it after going to the fair and to the Harry Styles concert with Jenna.
That's dedication. Worth it?
Yeah.
You have to, because I did not watch this week's episode yet, and I see all sorts of stuff online.
Sylvester Stallone was in this week's episode.
Oh, yeah. A lot of Sly Stallone in this
one. Yeah, he actually did a great job, I think.
Who is he?
He's in a movie with Kevin.
He plays Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know, cool. Yeah, because the other character in the show is a movie star, right?
Uh-huh. And Kevin, it's a big deal for him to be working with Sylvester Stallone, and you'll find out why in This Is Russ. Thank you, Russ.
Yeah, man.
Coming up next, let's bring in That's Debatable.
Oh, Trey. Surly Trey.
Uh-oh. Oh, Trey. Trey featured. Yeah, we're on, buddy.
I just tripped.
Wasn't intentional?
How do you trip on, like, there's nothing there?
I skipped in and then tripped over the windowsill.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
And this week's That's Debatable, Jenna, me, JC, and Justin are in it, right?
I brought in the three favorite morning show hosts.
Oh.
That's debatable, Kelly. That's debatable.
That's debatable. Okay.
Wow.
Very debatable.
I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we were talking about when you are too old to do stuff.
You're sitting at home in your car and you're listening to the podcast about certain things that you should be or should not be doing at your age. We
like
answer these questions.
Wearing certain items of clothing.
No, like eating a Lunchable.
A Lunchable. When are you too old to eat a Lunchable as a meal?
Never.
Thank you very much, Kelly Raspberry.
Uh-huh.
And when are you too old to date an 18-year-old?
Never.
Thank you.
Yeah, you would say that, and then you start talking about it and debating over
it. I'm joking, obviously.
I thought I knew Jenna pretty well. I thought I knew JC. I thought I knew Justin. And I was actually pretty surprised to find out a couple of things.
I might actually listen to this episode.
Okay,
you should.
That's very surly, Trey.
Trey is surly.
That's why we do so well. We are unpredictable.
Yeah.
All right, let me write that down. Listen to...
That's Debatable with Trey.
Debatable.
Yeah. I'm going to write it down, too.
Debatable.
Yeah. Are you too old to do blank? And we'll cover that on That's Debatable this week. When are you releasing that one for the world?
Oh, it's already up.
Oh, it's
up right now. You can listen, kidnation.com.
Yeah. I'm gonna listen.
18 and over?
Yeah. Parental guidance.
Yeah, parental guidance needed.
Mm.
Thank you, Trey, host of That's Debatable. Who do you got out there in the hall? Because they're just surprising me. Oh, it's time for Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, everybody.
Oh. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
I just saw the girls leaving the bathroom together.
Applause from the peanut gallery.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Well, we have a really big problem.
What?
We launched our Instagram page, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram.
I liked it.
By the way, it's hosted by Lacey and Amy.
Thank you.
I followed it, didn't
I? What's the problem?
The problem is people want to be friends with Amy, but not me. Like, they're specifically saying, I want to be friends with Amy.
Oh.
So I read this comment. We were all hanging out this weekend with our husbands. I read this comment, and I said it to my husband, Jeremy, and he goes, well, that's probably because you're polarizing.
Yeah.
I said, well, what does that mean? People either love you or hate you.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Right.
I didn't know people hated me.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, you're focusing on the hate part. Focus on the love part.
Yeah.
Well, why do people hate me, though? What did I do to make people hate me? So that made me mad.
It was that TV mounting situation.
First of all, your choice of TV mounting is awful.
And you stood by it so firmly that I think it might have been a little remarkable.
I love it. I love it. But Amy and I decided to do a friendship campaign to see... who would you want to be friends with based on what we say?
Oh. So you got to understand this is a good thing because it's just like when you have a partner, you hope that they like her in case they don't like you. That's how our show works.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
Now, Amy, you know your life is going to be miserable when you win.
I'm glad people like Amy, but like me too.
Right.
That's a way to get them.
Yes.
Yeah, yell
like
at
me.
Yell at them.
Take a listen. Loose
you guys
lips.
Went to a haunted house together though, right?
And childbearing hips.
We did. It
That's
was so
fun.
Much fun.
You
yeah.
did?
We had a great time.
With the husbands?
Mm-hmm.
We did.
Oh.
Normally, we hold hands going to the bathroom, but whenever we were at the haunted house, we held hands to, like, guide each other through the dark rooms, and we were holding on for dear life. So it was completely different. It wasn't loving holding hands.
Yeah.
It was I'm so scared holding
save
hands.
Save me hold hands.
Were the husbands brave?
Yeah. They did a good
job. That's good. I feel like it'd be a real deal killer for me to take a guy through a haunted house if he got all wuss face on me.
Oh, if he was wuss face on you, you got to let him go.
Mm-mm.
You got to let
divorce?
They laughed a lot.
Is wuss face similar to rust face? I'm not sure.
Yes, it is.
Same thing, actually. That's where I came up with the name.
Listen to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips and like us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
We will do that.
And like me, most importantly.
Good luck on your friendship challenge.
Thank you.
Mostly to Amy.
Did Amy speak during that?
No.
Listen, Amy comes out of left field and just hits you with the funny during the Loose Lips and Childbearing
Hips.
Well,
it's hard to get a word in when Lacey's talking. It really is. Let's face it.
Yeah. Coming up next is our host of Channel Surfing.
Yay!
With Anna.
Hi.
Yeah. How you doing, Anna?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Good. So we've got some exciting stuff going on at Channel Surfing over on my podcast.
Yeah.
A bunch of us here in the office we're all watching Survivor. So we're doing like a quote-unquote fantasy league with Survivor. So we like kind of drafted like three contestants per person, and we're going to kind of like watch it and recap it. And then at the end, whoever like wins Survivor, I guess like wins the league.
Honestly, I didn't think people were still watching Survivor.
Yeah, they're watching.
I don't know.
You know, it's still a
big deal.
I don't ever hear anybody talking about it except
on Channel Surfing.
So I was just wondering if did other people besides you watch it?
Well, this is actually my first time watching it.
Okay.
So this is like season like 35 or 36 or something.
You're finally getting on board.
I know.
We need to do some Survivor challenges in the office.
That'd be so fun.
Yes. Yeah, let's bring back Survivor.
After watching Anna, who do you think out of everyone in the office? Because I don't really know what all the challenges are anymore. I just know people get really skinny and they're hungry and they get really tan. Who would win? Who would win Survivor in the office? Yeah.
See, we talked about this a little bit on the podcast.
Oh,
I know
really?
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I would probably be the first to go.
I think
probably JC.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did eat a cricket the other day.
I did.
Yeah, that's true.
I survived.
With chocolate.
But if he gets bug bites, you know how he reacts.
Oh, the mosquitoes.
You're done.
Yeah.
You're done with the bug bites.
I would put up with them, though.
Uh-huh.
If it meant I could win $1 million.
But a bee sting, you can't put up with that. You saw a bee the other day, and I thought you were going to jump out of the car.
Well, I'm allergic to bees. So if we have an EpiPen, which I'm sure the Survivor cast
maybe
with those.
You would have.
Yeah,
fine.
Kind of crazy, but that's something fun that we're doing like weekly on Channel Surfing.
Cool. Yeah, so if you like TV or you want to know what's going on in the TV world, Channel Surfing is a perfect podcast for you with Anna.
Thanks. Yes.
Or if you just want to feel good, because Anna just speaks with a smile.
I know, she does.
Aw, you know? Thanks, guys.
You're welcome, Anna.
In here and getting complimented.
I love that you work with us.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. who's out there next. The fat guy handbook.
Snacks. Boss man.
Oh, here we go.
Why doesn't anyone call you Snacks?
Why don't they?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good one.
That's a great nickname. I love that nickname.
I have like 17
snacks.
Names, though, already.
Oh, yeah, but this is a new one. Snacks. What up, Snacks?
What's up, Snacks?
White Cheddar, one of the two hosts of Fat Guy Handbook. Did you eat a whole box of cereal yesterday at work?
I did. It's a small box, though. I didn't
they
realize
make small
it.
Boxes?
Yeah, I didn't.
I thought they only made the tiny one serving or regular size.
No, when you go with the healthy cereal, they make the smaller box.
That's right.
So, yeah. It was an accident, cereal. Though. I made like a cup, and then I made another. I was like, uh-oh. Yeah, not good. Not good.
So how's your co-host doing?
We're doing good. My neighbor died, though.
No.
We talk about that in the latest podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
So find out all about that. You got to listen to the podcast to find out.
Why did y'all kill him? Or eat him or something?
You don't
tease death.
Did you
That's
go?
The rules of radio.
Did you
go in the crime scene?
No, but I did see the car that pulled up.
Oh.
The crime scene car. Also in the latest podcast, my co-host, Cappy.
Yeah.
You know the lady that was in Colorado?
Pooper.
Yeah, the jogger lady.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, Cappy's got a... Yeah, yeah. Evidently, that happens to him, too. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he still fighting city council?
He drugs neighborhoods and takes dumps?
Well, you got to listen to the podcast.
Well, I mean, you think about long-distance runners. When they have to go somewhere.
Cappy's not a long-distance runner.
No.
He's like a half-a-mile runner. He's going to be so mad that I said that.
And JC's going to be on an upcoming podcast in a few weeks.
Oh, yes, I am.
Awesome. We didn't really discuss your huge victory.
Oh, the tots. Yeah, I won the tot eating contest.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Well done.
Yeah.
I was so proud. Do you know I was actually showering? I needed to take a shower when that was going live, and I propped up my phone. So I watched you win a tot eating competition as I was showering.
While you were naked.
Kind of weird. Yeah. Nice. I didn't want to miss it. I was pumped.
And is Cappy still battling the governor or the mayor of the city because he trips on the tiniest cracks?
No, we're good there.
He's fine? Okay.
So. Yeah.
They fixed the roads?
Until they see the video of him being the pooping jogger. And coming up this weekend, the new podcast will be 13 Things Not to Say to a Fat Guy.
Okay.
What is the one?
I can't tell you. You have to listen to the podcast.
Don't nickname him Snacks.
No, I like that one. I like that.
Run, Cappy, run!
The name of the podcast is Fat Guy Handbook with Cappy and White Cheddar.
Okay, I'm going to listen to this one. I like it.
Oh, hello.
Oh.
We have a new member here.
Hi.
Oh, they're at
We have our intern girl. Lady.
Does anyone remember my name?
Intern. Hang on. I can get this. Hang on. Intern. Y'all don't laugh at me because y'all don't know either.
It starts with an A. You're close.
Allison.
No, Annie. Amy.
I knew it was a repeat.
You're close.
I just call her intern girl.
Amy, we need to hang out more.
Amy.
I'm back there, right by the kitchen.
We talk a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many hot blondes back there.
So you have a podcast.
Yeah, me and Destiny started a podcast. She's the other intern. I feel bad I'm betraying
Destiny.
Her.
Destiny.
We have an intern named Destiny?
Yeah.
How did I not know this?
How do you know? She brought you breakfast the other day.
Which one?
Destiny did.
She gets breakfast and coffee delivered to him every day.
That's right.
Destiny.
Yeah, I can remember her name because of the video game. And now Amy.
Okay, what's your podcast about?
So we're calling it 21 and Up. We're both 21 years old. Kind of just talking about stuff that happens to you in your 20s, trying to get through life a little bit. Our next episode's coming out Friday. We're going to talk about money because none of us have any.
You're broke, right?
Yeah. And we're going to have part-time Justin, the king of budgeting, join us. So it'll be really fun.
21 with $21.
So here's the tip with Justin.
Okay.
Do exactly the opposite of what he tells you to do.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
There goes intern Amy with her podcast. And here come the guys.
Hello, hi, what up? It's Shut Up Podcast. Yeah. I'm gay and single.
And I'm not gay and married and
straight and married.
Yeah. Got a little baby boy.
Lusted the Shut Up Podcast.
Yeah. What's on the Shut Up Podcast this week?
Well, you can check out Justin and I doing
and
celebrity
I'm
impressions.
Not gay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, what's happening?
Not gay.
You got so flustered.
I had no idea that's how he was going
to. Hold on, real quick.
That's what I told you. I told Justin the other day, I said, Justin, when I walk with you, and I don't have anything against anybody, but when I walk with Justin, because Justin's
strutting.
Yes.
I have to walk extremely straight.
He gallops.
When I walk when I walk to Justin.
Yeah, Al's got like this limp when he's next. I'm like, what are you doing?
I have like a transmission in my left
hand. To let people know that we're not together.
And a hammer in my right
hand. I'd 100% look at you guys and think you were a couple.
I know that.
You in this pink shirt and all these bright colors you'd be wearing, it's it tells some.
Yeah.
And Nick, didn't your mom say something to you after you did a segment on our show?
Yeah, well, she's told me, I had a show in college too, and every time after the show, she'd call and be like, you know, you sound a little feminine. And I'd be like, okay, all right.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
But on our next episode, we're going to be very manly. Mm-hmm. Today, we're going to Big Al's Bar, and we're going to try beer.
Yes, we are.
Oh, wow.
We're going to do a blind taste test with Big Al. Okay. We're going to drink some beer and see if we can correctly identify the beer with the beer expert. Uh-huh. And see how good he can do, too.
I'm probably, because I drink like one, maybe two flavors of beer, so I don't know how well I'm going to actually do, but I'm going to try it. Yeah. I'm going to give it a try.
But you also have featured celebrity impressions. That's what you were saying?
Oh, yeah. That was the last episode that we just did. Yeah.
Well, which one's your best one, Justin?
Of impressions?
Yeah.
I think SpongeBob.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, SpongeBob, and he laughs like this. That's it.
Well, what about you, Nick?
I think Justin said I did a pretty good Squidward from SpongeBob. We like SpongeBob, so SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
And then I think I do a good Luke Bryan.
Do your Luke Bryan.
Yeah, well, I'm doing it right now.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
So you can look forward to those celebrity impressions on the Shut Up podcast.
It's me doing Luke Bryan right now.
With Justin and Nick.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Thanks, guys.
Hilarious.
Again, the rest of the podcast are up at KidNation.com if you want to check them out. They're all funny.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we spoke with Ellen from San Antonio, who won the Lay's potato chip contest, making herself a millionaire, won $1 million because her flavor, Crispy Taco, ended up winning, got the popular vote.
Man.
She was so nice to make a donation to Kids Kids with some of her prize money.
Yeah, she said she's going to donate to Kids Kids. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll talk to her on Kids Kids Day, which is coming up on Tuesday. And here to talk about Kids Kids Day is the CEO of Kids Kids, Caroline Craddock, who now has a cool song to go along with her introduction.
Do you know how this song came to be?
No.
Nick Adams found it. It's what Steve Martin. And he was like, are you Steve Martin's ex-girlfriend? I was like, nah. It's not about me.
Nah, bro.
Steve Martin, a big banjo enthusiast. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
It's so much better than the song that the kids sang for you.
Touching me. Touching you.
Yeah. Touching you.
Yeah. I'm honored to have my own song.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Pretty cool, huh?
It's an honor and a privilege.
Your name is in a bunch of songs, Caroline.
It is.
Yeah. Huh. No touching in this one, though, just Caroline.
Not today.
Lots of good stuff going on, huh?
Lots of good stuff. We're looking forward to Kids Kids Day. I'm really looking forward to taking that $1 million from the potato chip lady.
That's what I heard, too. Yeah.
She made $1 million, so exactly she wanted to make a donation.
I don't think Ellen said all million.
That's going to send a lot of kids to Disney World.
Remember, Ellen wanted to buy some glasses and then whatever's left over.
So Kids Kids Day is coming up this Tuesday.
Yes.
We're really excited. There's a ton of different ways that you can donate.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorite ways, because I have been a firm believer that calories don't count when they're for charity.
True.
So you can go to Raising Cane's. 15% of all proceeds from that day will go to Kids Kids.
Do they still have that cool Kids Kids button that they get on Kids Kids Day?
I think so.
I hope so.
Yeah. And you can make an additional donation at the cash register, too. Uh-huh. So if you're just feeling extra generous because you're like on a chicken finger high, you can get more money for Kids Kids.
Canes for kids.
More money, more families we can send on this trip.
Yeah, but just like, let's say I didn't want to eat fried chicken for some reason. I could get a lemonade and give a big donation at the drive through or something.
Yeah, because I had a vegan lady write me once, and she said, I can't eat chicken fingers. But you know vegans are always like wanting to tell you what they can't eat.
Right.
And I was like, well, go get a tea.
Yeah.
And go get a Texas toast. Can vegans eat bread?
Yes. I don't know. I bet it has some sort
of... Not with butter.
I don't know, Kelly.
Yeah, no butter.
God, vegans are annoying.
We need an official vegan of the show.
I saw a meme the other day, and it said, like, someone's choking at a restaurant, and someone says, is anyone a doctor? And then vegan says, I'm a vegan. It's like, they're always wanting to talk about how they're vegan.
Yeah. And then there's always one guy that goes, I do CrossFit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great t-shirt. Vegans are annoying.
Yeah. The Morning Dose has been featuring a different kid's kid. It's been such a cool thing to watch.
Uh-huh.
So yesterday I went and filmed with Aaliyah. You guys remember Aaliyah from last year, yeah, my little love bug that I love so much. So we got to go to a park and they filmed us there. And then they talked about Abigail, who was on our trip last year. That Jenna and Abigail were besties. So they featured her.
Yeah, because Abigail got to be a princess at Disney World.
And what a difference it has made for little girls like Abigail.
250,000 births, and she was born in 2010, and it was a shock to us.
Abby has Treacher Collins syndrome, which affects the growth of bones and other tissues in her face.
So this year, Abby has really began to notice people staring at her, and everybody will be like, oh my God, what's wrong with her face? You know, there's kids pointing at her and saying she's never noticed before.
But thanks to Kids Kids, Abby and her siblings got to be normal little kids in Disney World last year.
And I really was glad that we got to go to the Kids Kids trip this year because she got to experience that total acceptance.
A true family vacation without a worry in the world.
It was just nice to be able to go somewhere and not have to worry about, how are we going to eat when we get there and what are we going to do? We can just go ride rides.
And this is the opportunity that Kids Kids gives these families. The opportunity to just be normal for a day.
Look at the morning dose making it sound all official with
the
news.
I know. I got to meet a new little boy that's going on our trip this year. His name's Aaron.
Uh-huh.
And he may be the biggest Dallas Cowboy fan I've ever met in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah, he was all decked out, him and his brother. He is the sweetest little boy I've ever met. He came up to me and he was like hanging. And that's like, I just want them to love on me. Like,
you just want to be squeezed.
I just want to be squeezed and touched. Like, I just come to me. And like, that's why Aaliyah and I from last year, like Bessie, she literally came up and mouth kissed me within 5 seconds. I was like, yep. You're my favorite.
Caroline's nickname is Jungle Jim, on this trip. She just wants the kids all over
her. I literally do. That's my dad and me, I think.
So Aaron's going to be going on the trip with us this year.
Yeah. Aaron is 10 years old, and he enjoys picking on his little brother, Adam. And like most little boys, he's a huge football fan.
But then he would just use this hand.
I'm going to have to hug you tight because we're teasing big little brother.
But there's one thing that sets him apart from other 10-year-old boys. Aaron suffers from an extreme case of scoliosis.
He has gone from being told that he wasn't going to survive 48 hours to he was never going to walk, he was never going to talk, he wasn't going to be a normal little boy, to now, obviously, he's doing really, really well.
16 spinal surgeries later, in the help of magic rods attached to his pelvis, Aaron is now walking and he's even learning to ride a bike.
He's been doing what I guess normal little boys do.
Yeah.
And this year, Aaron and his family will be a part of Kids Kids' annual trip to Disney World, where they will join other families facing similar battles.
The first thing out of my mouth was like, wow, it's amazing that that we got this opportunity. I think he deserves it. He's a special little boy.
He's a reminder of just there's no reason to not be happy at all with life.
I like him already.
Yeah.
First of all, that one of his favorite things to do is to pick on his brother.
Yeah.
I love our kids, and in fact, any kid that's dealing with this, because they say a lot of these kids are told, you're never going to do this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people wonder, they're like, how dare a doctor say that to children? These kids welcome that because they'll say,
challenge accepted.
Please tell me what I cannot do so that I can go do it and prove you wrong. And they go do that thing. So Aaron's coming this year, huh?
Yeah, he is awesome. His mom was so cool. I'm really looking forward to getting to know them better and having you guys meet them, too.
Yay!
Yeah, and I will be live on Kid TV at the Southwest Call Center.
Okay.
So I'll be there that day.
Kids Kids Day happens once a year. That's the one day we're going to ask you for money.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll actually beg you for money.
Yeah, sure, sure.
And thank you to Southwest Airlines for the call center, like they always
absolutely
hook it up.
Absolutely, and Enchanted Fairies and Raising Cane's.
Man, Enchanted Fairies.
Enchanted Fairies is the best.
They're so cool.
So amazing.
Kids Kids Day, October 17th. That's this Tuesday. We look forward to having you join us and raise a bunch of money to send these families on this trip. Thanks, Caroline.
Thanks, Kid Craddock. Thanks.
Let's take her out with her song.
Touching me.
Oh, here we go.
No.
No. You like to be touched. Yeah. That's true.
Sweet Caroline.
It got weird, didn't it?
Yeah, it got really weird. Sorry. All right, we'll go to break.
Okay, bye.
All right.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.